he was addressing a group of visiting American Jewish leaders and clearly wanting to bury this whole controversy over the lifting of the excommunication of a renegade bishop who is also a Holocaust denier. The Pope went further than he has gone before. He said that it was his fervent prayer that the memory of this appalling crime, is what he called the Nazi Holocaust, will strengthen our determination to heal the wounds that for too long have sullied relations between Christians and Jews. And in a gesture that clearly impressed the American leaders, he said that he took as his own a prayer that the late Pope John Paul II used when he was in Jerusalem, in which he asked for forgiveness from the Jews for Christians who'd been persecuted, the Christians who had persecuted them in past centuries.
What were the reasons, John, for the Pope's lifting of the excommunication of this dissident, Holocaust-denying bishop, Richard Williamson?
One of the central aims of his papacy has been to try to reintegrate the traditionalists who drifted away from the Roman Catholic Church after the Second Vatican Council in protest of the reforms that the Council introduced. And he therefore felt that by lifting the excommunication, he would give himself the grounds on which talks could be built for a full integration, a full communion with this group. The problem, as one of the American Jewish leaders said after meeting the Pope, is that this move had unintended consequences. It is bringing back into the fold a group of people among whom there are many who hold deeply anti-Semitic views.
The Pope's planning to visit Israel in May. How far has this meeting with the American Jewish delegation gone to easing the fears of Jews around the world about this current Pope's attitude towards the Holocaust and Jews in general?
What's happened has not stood in the way of the visit to Israel going ahead. In fact, one of the things that's come out of today's discussions is a confirmation by the Pope for the first time that he is planning to visit Israel, though no date was stated for that. It's probably going to be in May. And the leaders of the delegation were quite adamant that the whole affair would not stand in the way of the development of relations between the Vatican and Israel.